Thursday, the 6th of September, Rabbi Aharon Floor, 2 days Rosh Hashanah as part of the Teshuvah process.
Well, first, thank you for giving me again the opportunity to address the Sheh here. I'll be honest to say it's a big cover for me to have the here to speak for such a Choshev Tzibah. As we just mentioned, that we'll be speaking about 2 days of Shoshana. We all know that Shoshana has, as Midaraisa, only has 1 day. Midaraisa Shoshana is only 1 day. The same as every Yom Tiv is Midaraisa only 1 day. And the fact that we have 2 days Yom Tovim is only Midarabanan. And the same applies to Shoshana, that the second day of Shoshana is only Midarabanan. But there's some big differences in between the halacha of 2 days of Shoshana to the halacha of 2 days Yom Tiv. One of the very noticeable differences is, as we all know, that Yom Tiv, 2 days Yom Tiv, only applies to the Bnei Chutz La'aretz. To us living in Chutz La'aretz, we keep 2 days Yom Tiv. But the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, those who live in Eretz Yisrael, they don't keep 2 days Yom Tiv, they only keep 1 day Yom Tiv. But when it comes to Shoshana, everybody keeps 2 days of Shoshana, no different the Bnei Yisrael, the Bnei Chutzlaretz, everybody keeps 2 days of Shoshana. I'm sure everybody has thought once about this, why it's different to Shoshana than all Yom Tovim. The truth of the matter is that the two takonis of 2 days of Shoshana and 2 days Yom Tov are completely two different takonis, which Chazal made in two different times, in quite a long period of time in between those two takonis. And when I went to Tud for the first time and I realized how the big difference it was, I found it quite interesting that it might be a difference of about 500 years in between those two takonas. The first takona of Shoshana, the takona of Shoshana, you know, the Mishnah says, B'shoinahim mekablim edes achoydish kol ayoyim. They used to accept the Edim, when it came to Shoshana, they would expect the Edim to come at the 30th day of Elul, which would be the first day of Shoshana. So they would keep Rosh Hashanah from that day, from when the 30th day came in, they would reckon it as Rosh Hashanah, and they would wait for the Edim to arrive. And whenever the Edim arrived, they would makadish the day, they made it Rosh Chodesh, which means Rosh Hashanah, and they kept Rosh Hashanah. Pam achas nishtu Edim alavi. Once it happened that the Edim didn't arrive, they were waiting for the Edim the whole day, and no Edim arrived. When it came to the time of the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, which we know that by the Talmud Shabbat Abayim there was a special shir, they would say shir on the Talmud, and they didn't know which shir to say, if they should say the shir of a Shoshana, or they should say a weekday shir, and the Levim and the Beis HaMikdash got confused which shir to say. And that's when Chazal were masakin the takona, that from then on they should always keep 2 days of Shoshana, and that they would know which day it is. So that was the takona of 2 days of Shoshana. And the Gemara mentions earlier in the Fiyotet in Shoshana, Mitzachtes Beya, that Mimois Ezra Ve'elach Le'metinu Elam Oba. Such occurrence that the Elul should work out on the 31st day, not the 30th day, never happened, only once in the times of Ezra. And Rashi explains that that's when the takona of 2 days of Shoshana came about, because the Edom didn't arrive. It happened once in the time of Ezra. And Rashi brings the pasuk, that the pasuk says of Yom Hasheni. If we look into the pasuk, we see it was actually the first year that Klal Yisrael came to the Bayis Sheni, to the second Beis HaMikdash. That's when this story happened, that Elul worked out to be 30 days and Shoshana had to be the second day. So that was the takona of 2 days of Shoshana, that happened the first year of the second Beis HaMikdash. But if we see the takona of 2 days Yom Tov, as the Gemara in Shoshana Daf Chof Beis, the Gemara tells us the Shoina in Masih and Masuris, that when Bezdin wanted to notify everybody when the Shchodesh was, they would light up big torches and they would see it at a far distance, which day Bezdin was Makadish the Chodesh. Mishakilklu Hakutim, Rashi has the Geisa Mishakilklu Aminim. And the Minim wanted to interfere with the day that the Bezdin was Mekadosh the Chodesh, and they would try to make it to work out, the year should work out different. So the Bezdin had to find a different alternative to the torches, and they would send out shlichim and messages, should notify every town and city when the Chodesh was. And those places where the messages didn't get so fast to those cities, They wouldn't know when a Shchodesh was, so they had to keep 2 days Yom Tov. They didn't know which day Yom Tov works out, so they kept 2 days Yom Tov. So that's when the Takana of 2 days Yom Tov came about. Now when did this happen? As we see, the Mishnah says, Mishakil Kulu Hakutim. Rashi says, the Geis of the Minim. And the Mefarshim say that means in the times of the Baisusim. But the Baisusim wanted Pesach, the second day Pesach, to work out on a Sunday, and that's why they tampered with the way Chazal were attacking the Shchodesh. Now, if we know when and which times the Baisusim were, the Mishnah says in the Sefer Tzavos, Antignus ish soichoi kibul mishimen atzadik, hu haya oima al tiu kavodim amisham shim sarab amunas lekabel prat, lekavodim amisham shim sarab shle amunas lekabel prat. That the person shouldn't do the mitzvahs with the intention to get tzcha on it, he should do the mitzvahs even without the intention of receiving tzcha on it. And the Mefarshim in Ovis tell us that Antignus ish soichoi had two talmidim, one was called Tzadik and one was called Baisus, and they misunderstood that shir. They thought that he's saying that there's no schava inish, and they went out l'tal b'sera, and they created the groups of tzedekim and baisusim. So we know that the baisusim started after Antignus ish soichoi's time. Antignus ish soichoi, the Mishnah says, kibul mishimen atzadik. He was a talmid of Shimon atzadik, which was one of the kahanim gedolim in the second Beis Hamikdash. Then we know Shimon HaTzadik Mishiyoi Knesset HaGdoyla. Shimon HaTzadik was at the end of the period of Knesset HaGdoyla, of Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla, which Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla started in the times of Chagiz, Chaya, Malachi, Mosca. That's what Rashi says in the Mesechta Bava Basra, which that's in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. So Shimon HaTzadik was at the end of the period of Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla, which started in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. Antignus Ish Seichu was his Talmud, and the Baisusim were after that. So the Mishiroba Baisusim must be a nice few generations after the times of the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, when the Takana of 2 days of Shoshana was Nisken. And actually in Yerushalmi it says that the Takana of 2 days Yom Tov started only in the times of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, of Rebbe, which Rebbe was a town, which Rebbe was 4 generations after the Chorban. So we're talking that the Takana of 2 days of Shoshana was the first year and the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Takana of 2 days Yom Tov started only in the times of Rebbe, so we're talking about a difference of about 500 years in between those two Takanas. So it's two separate Takanas which were Nisken in two different times for two different reasons. So we can't ask Akasha that they should both be the same. But I might say, to get back to the Indian of 2 days of Shoshana, we mentioned before the Gemara that Mimois Ezra Ve'eloch Lemetzinu Elam Oba, that this thing that why we were massacring 2 days of Shoshana was for the reason why we did it was for a thing that doesn't happen usually. It only happened once in the times of Ezra that Elul should have 30 days, but it never happens again. And the Gemara tells us that it never happened since that time in Ezra's time that it happened. It never happened again. And I think that everybody would understand that it can't be, it was just occurrence that happened that year. It must be if it happened that year that the Elul should have an extra day, and that brought it about the Takana of 2 days of Shoshana. It must be that Ashkoch Aglena brought it specifically in that year. There was a reason why it had to happen that year, this Takana of 2 days of Shoshana. I think that in order to understand this, it's kedai maybe to discuss a few points, and then we'll try to puzzle it together. I think it will help us understand the whole union of 2 days of Shoshana and this parasha. We know that Shoshana comes is a time for tshuva. Shoshana is a time for tshuva. B'mokim shebal tshuva im dem ein tzadikim gemurim yichoyim la'amoid, that there's a avoda of tshuva, and that's the time of a Shoshana. But if we think into the Maimon Chazal, the Gemara says in Brachas, b'mokim shebal tshuva im dem ein tzadikim gemurim la'amoid dem, I think nobody would advise anybody to start off to do aveyas in order they should be able to reach to the madrega of about the tshuva. Avada the Gemara is telling us that that tshuva, someone who did aveyas and he does tshuva, it reaches a very, very high madrega, which even a tzaddik can't reach that madrega. But avada, in generally, someone who's a tzaddik and he never did any aveyas, in generally he's greater than someone who did aveis and did tshuva. The Gemara is only telling us that there's a certain madrega which someone who did tshuva, he has a certain madrega which a tzaddik doesn't have, but in generally the tzaddik is more. I'll explain it a bit more when it goes through another Maimon Chazal. The Gemara says God, Yosef said, Meresh Avamina. At first he would think that Godul Misha'ina Mitzvah Va'isa, that someone who's not a Mitzvah Va'isa, someone who does mitzvahs not because he has to do it, he's mechuyev to do the mitzvahs, he does it from his own will, like in his instance that he was a summa, we know a summa is not mechuyev a mitzvah, and if he accepts upon himself, even though he's not mechuyev, he's not obligated to do the mitzvahs, he accepted by himself, is a bigger madrega than someone who does mitzvahs because he's obligated to do it. And later he found out from Chanina that God is a mitzvah voice, so that's the other way around, that someone who's mitzvah voice is a greater madrega. What was the Havamina? What are the two sides of the coin? Why in the beginning he thought that God is a mitzvah voice? I think we would understand very good that someone who's not mitzvah voice, he doesn't have to do the mitzvah, he's not obligated to do it, and he goes and does the mitzvah, he shows a lot more appreciation to the mitzvah than the mitzvah va'isa. If he does the mitzvah, even though he doesn't have to do the mitzvah, he goes and he takes it upon himself to do the mitzvah, he shows a lot more chashivas, he shows that he really realizes the chashivas of the mitzvah. He's not obligated, nobody told him he has to do it, but he does it only for one reason, because he knows that how special the mitzvah is, and that's why he's doing the mitzvah. So that's why Rav Yosef thought in the beginning that God mishayna mitzvah va'isa. Later, the Gemara says, he found out that God will mitzvah va'isa, that the maila of having a mitzvah, that you're doing the mitzvah Hashem, that's a greater maila than the maila of Misha'ena mitzvah va'isa. But the Gemara is not telling us that the mitzvah va'isa also has the maila of the Misha'ena mitzvah va'isa. Avada, the Misha'ena mitzvah va'isa has a certain maila that he showed chashivas for the mitzvah, which the mitzvah va'isa can't have that maila. The Gemara is not telling us that the Mitzvah Va'isa is also included in the Eina Mitzvah Va'isa. The Gemara is only telling us that there's two Madregas. There's a Madrega of Eina Mitzvah Va'isa, which is a very special Madrega, and there's also a Madrega of Mitzvah Va'isa. And the Madrega of Mitzvah Va'isa is a greater Madrega than the Madrega of the Eina Mitzvah Va'isa. But not to say that the Mitzvah Va'isa also has this mile of the Eina Mitzvah Va'isa. And the same could be is regarding the Maimon Chazal of B'mot Moshe Bal Tshuva Oimdim Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Oimdim. That the Bal Tshuva, even though someone who did Averis and he does Tshuva, even though a Tzadik is greater in general than someone who did Averis and did Tshuva on his Averis, but there's a certain Madrega which the person who did Tshuva, that he reaches a certain Madrega which a Tzadik can't reach. And the Emes, if we think in closely, it has a special connection, these two Mamor Chazal. Because if we think in about Tshuva, when if you think about a Tzaddik is trusted that he never did Aveis. He's pure, his Neshama is pure. He was never Matama his Neshama. He never built a Mechitza in between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the mitzvahs are clear by him. Not only he knows that he has to do the mitzvahs, his whole heart, his whole feelings, everything goes along with the mitzvah voice. He knows how important, how strong the tzivah Hashem is, that he has to do the mitzvahs. On the other hand, someone who did aveis and was metamez neshama, he made a mechitza between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's used to his hegel, his regilis is to do aveis, even though he knows that he has to be mekayim the mitzvahs, but he doesn't feel it, he doesn't feel that it's so necessary, he thinks that his way is, he's used to this way, and he doesn't feel that so strong the tzivui, the mitzvah va'isa, that he has to do the mitzvah. And if he goes and he breaks himself and changes the way he was till now, and he starts doing the mitzvah, he's in a certain way begedda of mishayna mitzvah va'isa. He in a certain way he shows an appreciation and a recognition in the importance of the mitzvah Hashem. So that's what Chazal tell us. But what Moshe Bal Tshuva Oimdim, that this maila that the Bal Tshuva has, that he's in a madrega of Misha'ena Mitzvah Va'isa, that he does the mitzvahs, even though he doesn't realize, he doesn't see so clearly the Tziva Hashem, and he goes and he accepts upon himself to do the mitzvahs, this is a madrega which a Tzaddik can't have. There's a Moshe Kavot of the Chasam Sofer, that the children of the Chasam Sofer bring in Yeridea, in the Akdom of Yeridea, they bring from the father, a Moshe Kavot, on the Akedah, as we know that on the Akedah we say, Akedah Yitzchok Yazai Barachma Mayim Tiske. When we mention the chus that Klal Yisrael has by the Akedah, we always seem to mention only the chus of Yitzchok. Afrish of Yitzchak, Vakedas Yitzchak. We always mention only the schus of Yitzchak. The Chassid asks, why do we only mention the schus of Yitzchak? Why don't we mention the schus of Avram? Avram also went through the Nisoyan of the Akedah. And even more, he asked the Chassid that L'choira, the Nisoyan of Avram Avinu is a greater Nisoyan than the Nisoyan of Yitzchak. We find people being themselves Moise Nefesh, but someone would, a person would rather let himself be killed, would be himself Moise Nefesh, rather than killing his own son. So L'choira, the Nisoyan of Avram Avinu is a bigger Nisoyan than Yitzchak. So why do we only mention the Nisoyan of Yitzchak? Why don't we ever mention the Nisoyan of Avram? And the Chassid answers the Moise Keteres. He says that Avram Avinu, when he had the tshuva of the Akedah, he had a nevuah. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him the nevuah, Katmas Bimkas Yichitcha. He heard himself the nevuah from Kadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, Yitzchak never had a nevuah. He never heard from Kadosh Baruch Hu that he has to sacrifice himself on the Akedah. He had to have a munat chachomim. He had to believe what his father told him. His father told him that he had a nevuah that he had to go on the Akedah, and Yitzchak accepted with Amunat Chachomim whatever his father said. And according to that, the Chassam Sof explained that that's why Yitzchak's Nisayin was greater, because he didn't have to believe. If he wouldn't be in the Madega of having Amunat Chachomim, such a strong Amunat Chachomim, he wouldn't believe his father that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the mitzvah of the Akedah. I think if you want to take it a bit closer to us, we know Avraham Avinu, if he had a nevuah, Shaptiz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him himself and he gave him the tzivui. He had a clear tzivui of nevuah, a nevuah of the Akedah. On the other hand, Yitzchak had to believe his father. He didn't have such a strong tzivui. Moshe Lama Adov Adoyma, if someone comes to the, someone happens to have the schia to come to the palace of the king, is in the king's palace, and he sees the power and everything of the king, he would be so overwhelmed, so overtaking, thinking about everything he sees in the palace, the power of the king, the richness of the king, everything would so overtake him that his whole mind, his whole thought, everything would be concentrating on one thing. How can he do a favor for the king? How can he satisfy the king? He wouldn't be able to think of anything else, only satisfying the king. And if a person in that stage would do something to be Moise Nefesh for the king, would do a big sacrifice for the king, it wouldn't be such a big chiddush. And especially if the king, he would be there and the king will come over to him and tell him that I need a favor from you, I want you to do so and so. The person would do it with such a chshivas and with such Messias Nefesh, even if he would go away from the palace years later, whenever this thing will come in his hand, he'll have a special feeling and a special chshivas to do it, because this he heard himself from the king. But someone who's far away, he's not in the palace of the king, he's in some small town, some suburb somewhere, and it comes something which he knows that the king doesn't want him to do it. I'm sure he would think twice, he would go to his accountant, ask him if maybe some loophole, he can do something, he shouldn't have to do it, to try to find a way out of it, he won't feel that he has to do it. Avraham Avinu, if he had a nevuah, he came to the Madregas HaNevuah, he came so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he had a Madregas Nevuah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Kachnos Bimchas Yichitcha. You heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself the tzivu of Kachnos Bimchas Yichitcha. The Nisayan wasn't such a great Nisayan. On the other hand, Yitzchak, he didn't hear through a nevuah. He didn't have this Iskavas Lashem when this tzivu came of the Akedah. He just knew that his father told him that he has to go on the Akedah. He should have tried to find a way out of it. And even though he accepted upon himself to go on the Akedah, to have Messias Nefesh, that's a gedah of Misha'ina Metzuvah Voisa. Even though he doesn't see clearly the tzivu, he doesn't feel the tzivu, and he accepts it upon himself, that's Eina Metzuvah Voisa. Rashi says on the Parsha of Akedah, Elakim Yeh Eloi Aseh, Loi Lebeni. Rashi brings a medrash. Shmedish tells us that the schus of Akedah is a schus which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will use for Klal Yisrael to forgive them whenever Klal Yisrael will need forgiving. So we see that Akedah has a special koyach of slicha, forgiving Klal Yisrael. Which part of the Akedah has the koyach of forgiveness? Because as we just discussed, the path of Yitzchak has more shaykhis to slicha, to someone who does tshuva, than the path of Avram. Because the avodah of someone who does tshuva, as we discussed, is to do things even in the tchina of Misha'ena Mitzvah Ba'isa. Someone who did avodah, obviously he doesn't feel how bad it is. He got used to his way. He doesn't feel how bad it is to carry on in his ways. That he feels like Ena Mitzvah Ba'isa. And his avodah is to do things even though he doesn't understand it so clearly that he has to do it. It's important for him to accept upon himself that for the fact itself that he knows he has to do it, even though he doesn't feel it, he should accept it upon himself, which this is the avodah of Misha'ena Mitzvah Va'isa. And that has shaykhus with the avodah of Yitzchak. So if someone does tshuva and is aveyas, he needs to have the tshuva of Yitzchak that even though usually is godla Mitzvah Va'isa, the Gemara says, Aviyasa said at the end that godla Mitzvah Va'isa, but in order we should be able to do tshuva, we need the tshuva that there's a mile, there's a certain benefit of Misha'ena Mitzvah Va'isa, which in the tshuva that he does things in the b'china of Eina Mitzvah Va'isa, that can bring him slicha. So that's why when it comes to Shoshana, we do tshuva and we need slicha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We mention specifically the tshuva of Yitzchak. V'akedus Yitzchak l'zayi brachnum tizke, because at that time, at that present time, we need the tshuva of Yitzchak. And if we think about the takana of the 2 days of Shoshana, when it came about, if you look into the Psukim in Nehemiah, we'll see that in the time of Ezra, when Klal Yisrael went up to the Bayi Sheini, the Psukim in Nehemiah tell us that Klal Yisrael, we can't understand exactly what happened in those days, but as much as we see in the Psukim, that Klal Yisrael was on a very bad Madrega in the times of the beginning of the second Bais HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael was in a very low Madrega. The Pasuk tells us that a lot of Yidden married Goyim. The Pasuk tells us that Shabbos, the Shmir Shabbos, was very weak in the times of the beginning of the second Bais HaMikdash. As you know, the Gemara Shabbos tells us that the halachas of Mukta, that the Abonon of Mukta, was Niskin in the time of Nehemiah. Because in those times, people were very makel in Shmir Shabbos, so they had to make certain gezeiros to strengthen the Shmir Shabbos. So we see that Klal Yisrael in those times were in a very, very low madrega. And the Psukim tell us that the first year when Klal Yisrael came up to Yerushalayim, they came up from Bavel to Yisrael, there's a very big Hisoyos Lechuva. We see in the Haftorah of Shoshana that all the Eden were sitting Bechoy V'Shalei and they were crying, they were doing Tshuva, till the Novi had to tell them that they should go home, Lechu Ichlu Mashmame Mishsu Mamtaken, that they had to be Matan, the Mitzvah, or Simchas Yom Tov to have a Suda, but they didn't have any appetite even to eat a Suda because the Oyas, the Tshuva, was so strong. In that time, when there was such a strong Oyas, the Tshuva, they needed something to help them bring out the Avodah of the Baal Tshuva. They needed something to help them out to have the Tzchus of Tshuva. That's why Chazal were Masakin in that time, the Takona of 2 days of Shoshana. The Shoshana 1 day is Midaraisa. That's a clear mitzvah va'oisa. The ice is clear mitzvah va'oisa. Everybody knows the pasuk tells us that is a chiyuv of Shoshana. The second day of Shoshana is not such a clear mitzvah va'oisa. It's in a certain way it looks like ain't a mitzvah va'oisa. It doesn't say in the Torah that you mechuyev to keep 2 days of Shoshana. This is only at takana da'abonon. So at takana da'abonon is in a certain way like ain't a mitzvah va'oisa. So in that time that there was so important the tshuva. They needed to work on the avodah of tshuva of Eina Mitzvah Va'isa. If we all know that it comes to chumras, everybody knows that chumra is more important to someone, the greatest person, at a tzaddik, a talmid chacham. He has to be machmedu chumras, but it comes to a poshut person, a simple person, he doesn't have to keep chumras. For him it would be enough if he just keeps the clear halacha. That's enough for him. And it's true that it's hard to expect for a poshut person to be machma the same as we can expect of a tzaddik. But as a matter of importance, as we just discussed, it's just the opposite. That someone who's not in such a high madrega, someone who doesn't have such a skavis l'Hashem, that he sees clearly the tzivei Hashem, he needs to be more machma and do things even though he doesn't understand it, more than the greatest person who understands clearly everything that he has to be makan the mitzvah Hashem. And if you look in Hilchas in Shoshana and Siman Tov Reish Gimel, the Machaber tells us, the Makor, the Yishalmi, that Naseret to make tshuva, we need to be machma on such things that we're not machma all year round. Like Pasakim, that not everybody make a halacha, don't have to be machma on Pasakim. And the Machaber tells us that even someone who's not machma all year should be machma Naseret to make tshuva on Pasakim. The Makor, the Yishalmi, that Yishalmi says that even though we don't need to eat chulim b'tahara in our days, in Aseret Yimei Tshuva we should be machma to eat chulim b'tahara. So we see that specifically in Aseret Yimei Tshuva, which is a time of tshuva, then it's specifically necessary to find chumers which we wouldn't do all year round, which we understand that we don't have to do, because as we discussed, that's the avodah of about tshuva, to do things, to be machma, and to work on himself, to do things even though he doesn't understand it so clearly. Think, Hashem should help Taka that we should all be zoicha to fulfill our avoida as the mokum shabal tshuva on them from godl nishayinu mitzuva voice. We should reach the madrega of godl mitzuva voice and reach the madrega of tzadikim gemurim, the cost of the system shal tzadikim gemurim.